East Coast Breakfast.
I never expected this moment to happen. So if you're a fan of 911, which is a series, it's been out since the 17th. So if you're a fan, you should have watched it. It comes out every week, right? Which I do. If you don't know what 911 is, I'll tell you what it is. It is about firefighters. Everybody's beautiful and good looking, but it's like Grey's Anatomy meets Bold and the Beautiful. Everything's very dramatized over the top. Yeah. It wouldn't really happen in real life. The thing that you think is going to happen happens.
It's beefy firefighters.
It's beefy hot firefighters. Mm-hmm. There's relationships. There's people's houses burning down. Yep. Then there's Athena, who's also there, and she's amazing. So I wanted to know from you which movie series character's death absolutely devastated you, broke your heart. Good morning, Jody.
Morning. How are you?
Which movie series character's death absolutely broke your heart?
So mine was from Grey's Anatomy. Derek Shepherd.
Yeah.
He was a big-time neurosurgeon, and he got into an accident, got brain injury, and died.
And he was a lead.
It was devastating.
It was when young Sheldon's dad died.
Craig, don't you think he was like such a good, lovely, nice dad well?
He was the best. He was the best. I have got three kids, and the three of them were in tears. Yeah. They were like literally bawling.
Yes. You want me to go back to that day when I was sitting on the couch, bawling my eyes out, devastated that my hero just died? Fine, I'll tell you. Tony Stark. It's been 84 years.
No.
That's crazy.
No. We are all done. We all need to just move on from the hustle and live our lives.
It was too much.
Thank you so much.
I never thought you'd give me a reason ever in my life not to listen to The Breakfast Show. I've had to turn it off because, unfortunately, some of us are parents. We don't actually get to watch TV. We just welcome a newborn baby. And guys, we are saving all the series you are busy spoiling. To watch potentially in 5-7 years.
Darren, Sky, and Carmen, right here on East Coast Radio.